Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think your poll showing it being tied nationally is more accurate, because I think that's the feeling that I get on the ground. This is a very tight race. It's going to be decided on Tuesday. But the momentum in the last week that I felt on the ground, including yesterday being at that Penn State football game, is that the energy from all demographics is very, very positive. And in Pennsylvania, Trump's going to win because of the energy issues. Pennsylvania, he's going to win Michigan because of the auto workers. Yeah. And so I think in some of these swing states, it's in Trump's favor.
That is Governor Doug Burgum there out on the trail for Donald Trump and acting as a surrogate in the media. We've got Mark Lauder back with us. Always love having Mark on here, former special assistant to President Trump and with the America First Policy Institute. Mark, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you feeling about
I love your intro music, by the way. That hasn't been heard in way too long. I know what that music is.
I have to tell you, I said to Carl, you're playing Rush Limbaugh? He goes, it's the Pretenders. I'm like, okay, I got it.
That's fine.
I'll take credit for it, though. Thank you. We've been missing that message far too long, for sure.
Yep.
How you feeling about tomorrow?
I feel good. I mean, it's close. Look, there's no question about it, but I would rather be Donald Trump than Kamala Harris for one simple reason. If you look at where the Real Clear Politics average is today, it's roughly tied. 1/10 of a point in favor of Donald Trump, but 4 years ago, Joe Biden was leading by 7, and 8 years ago in 2016, Hillary Clinton was leading by more than 3. So when you look at, you know, she was leading by 3 in 2016, he won. Joe Biden was leading by 7 in 2020, and it came down to 43,000 votes in 3 states. To be tied in the national average and in about 5 of the 7 swing states, it tells me the race right now is Donald Trump's, but you got to get out there and seal the deal and vote.
Yeah.
It seems like the Harris campaign is kind of panicking at this point, because I just saw how CNN was calling out Harris for airing two completely different messages on the Hamas-Israel war, depending on where you live. So there was one version that was airing in Michigan and a completely different version that was airing in Pennsylvania.
Well, they're clearly desperate. I mean, they've been throwing stuff at the wall here for about the past 2 weeks, just trying to hope that something would stick. I mean, think about it. We are literally going and jumping from fake crisis to fake crisis, whether it was the Madison Square Garden rally and the horrible joke that was told there. Then it was something, you know, that he supposedly said. Then it was something else he supposedly said. I mean, they're literally just jumping from issue to issue because they've got nothing else.
Well, this morning they're claiming that he threatened to shoot the mainstream media, or he wished they'd get shot or something, at his speech when he was talking about the glass wall that was protecting him on all sides. He said, except this side over here, that's where the media is. Basically, I guess they'd get hit first if somebody tried to shoot me from that side. Whether it's that or Liz Cheney, you're right. That if that's what their messaging has to be, they're in trouble. And now the whole world is distracted by a dead squirrel.
Yeah, I mean, and it just goes to show you, I mean, we've seen this for about the past 3 weeks or so. They gave up joy and vibes.
Yeah.
They realize that there's no more that you can say about why you should vote for Kamala, because there really isn't one. So they had to just make the entire narrative, the entire closing argument was against Trump. Don't vote for me, vote against him. And they're forgetting one key element, that he's not a hypothetical president. He has a record. He has a record of low inflation, low gas prices, a secure border, and a world that wasn't at war. And her record is the exact opposite, and her plans, if she has any, are really nothing different than more of the same, which the American people have largely said, no, we don't like.
Yeah. No, I agree. I wonder, I saw this poll, sort of an outlier, in my opinion, but it was like the Des Moines Register.
Yeah, it's Des Moines Register.
Showing that that she's ahead in Iowa. But every other poll I've seen shows him ahead by 10. Is that just an outlier, or should is there a reason for concern?
No, it's absolutely an outlier. And look, Ann Seltzer, who does that poll, is considered the gold standard of pollsters, so I give her full credit, but even she can get it wrong once in a while. None of the demographics that are in play in Iowa would favor Kamala Harris. It's largely a rural state. It's largely a very evangelical state. It's, you know, it's, you don't see a lot of the base vote. You know, you don't have a large communities of color. You don't have a lot of union members. It's rural, and it's all about Donald Trump. And so, you know, look, even among the best, you can get it wrong once in a while, and this one is clearly that case.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For Ann Seltzer in that Iowa poll.
Mark, when do you think we're actually going to get results? You think we'll know Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, or you think this could, you know, stretch out to Thursday or maybe even into Friday?
Nah, you're going to put me on the spot. I'm going to make a bold statement. I believe we're going to know Wednesday morning. I'm predicting around 3:30 a.m., roughly around the same time we knew in 2016 or so, because here's the one thing that I'm saying why. Republicans have done an amazing job of closing the early vote gap that we have. Democrats will still have that gap in most states. They'll still be ahead on the early vote. Republicans win the day of vote. But we've done such a great job, especially in the battlegrounds, of closing that gap. And so the example I'll use quickly, on election night in 2020, we went to bed with Trump up about 800,000 votes or so in Pennsylvania. We wake up the next day and he's losing by a couple of hundred thousand votes. That vote advantage they had of a million or a million plus votes is now down under 300,000. And so if we go to bed on election night with an 800,000 vote lead, the decision desks at all the networks and at all the major outlets are going to go, there aren't enough votes left for her to be able to come back.
Yeah.
Because we closed that gap. So therefore, we've got to call, even though we don't want to, we're going to have to call the race for Pennsylvania for, say, Trump.
Well, 3 o'clock's about the time I normally get up. Nobody's going to get any sleep tomorrow night.
I'm going to be with NBC News tomorrow night all night, and I think I'm scheduled to be on until like 3 a.m. So I'm hoping get it right before we get it, before I go and try to get a nap.
Wow. Yeah, I think we're all going to need a nap in the next couple days for sure. Mark Glotter, we always appreciate your insight on this stuff, my friend. Thank you.
Buckle up. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, but we'll talk to you soon. Mark Glotter, America First Policy Institute there, and you know, he's been around the game a long time. Somebody texted me this morning, a good friend of mine, and said, honestly, how are you feeling about this? And I'm like, you know, I'm nervously optimistic. I don't want to get my hopes up too much and have them dashed. And maybe a lot of people are feeling that way. But for the very reason Mark Glotter pointed out there, Republicans have closed the gap on this early voting thing in every major state where it matters significantly. They've closed it. If you listen to my interview earlier with the guy from Rasmussen, he said that some people are worried about the fact that Republicans borrowed against what would normally be their voting day turnout by early voting. And then some people are arguing, well, what they get on election day is not going to be as big as it would be normally because all these people have voted early. And he said, but even among those planning to vote on election day, Trump still wins by 8 points. That reassures me a little bit when I hear that coming out of somebody of the stature of Rasmussen polling.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm scared to say this on the air, but I think Trump has it. But I don't want to get too comfortable because I think about 2016 now. Again,
yes.
I voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. I know.
Clipper Mike,
I know.
Turn it off.
Okay, I did. I was one of the people who was stunned and upset when Trump won, okay? Have some grace for me. I voted for him then 4 years later and proudly voted for him again. But, I mean, we saw what happened. In fact, my family, we were just talking about it. Everyone went to bed thinking that Trump, you know, was going to win. And then you wake up and
doop, yeah,
2020. It's like everything, all these years where you think you know what's going to happen, it can change. 2016, 2020. Now we know what happened in 2020. But again, all this, you can't even go to bed now feeling like, okay, I know I'm going to wake up and this is going to be the winner. Things can change.
Things can change. We were in 2016 in the old Emma Studios doing election night coverage. And of all the publications you could imagine that first called the probability of Trump winning, it was the New York Times probability meter, pegged to red at about, I don't know, maybe it's close to midnight that night.
I was going to say, I thought it was late. Yep.
And it took a while for the networks to finally call it, like Mark said. But it was the New York Times probability meter that showed Donald Trump winning in 2016. And it was shocking, right? So I'm going to be monitoring that again this year, just among the many news sources I'll be looking at tomorrow night for sure. Just to see. That is behind a paywall, I'll just warn you. But that is one of the sources I'm going to be using tomorrow night. All right, Kim, what are we talking about today in Kim on the Web?
I have five words for you all this morning, and that is justice for Peanut and Fred.
Enough said. We'll be right back.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.